Tanya for the 14th of Elul, Yudalad Elul, is at the beginning of Igeres HaKedesh, Simen Tes Vov, Igeres HaKedesh 15. This letter explains the significance and the value of learning and understanding the divine attributes as they are described in Pasach Eliyahu, which we say on Friday night. Hovin Moshele Melitza, to understand the allegories and the examples, Divrei Chachamim v'chideisam b'inyan asvideis, which we find in the words of our sages and in their hints concerning the svideis, concerning the divine attributes, what they're supposed to be describing and revealing. This expression, Lahavin Moshele Melitza, Divrei Chachamim v'chideisam, is a pasuk in Mishlei, which the Rebbe is using here. And the allegory and metaphor, the words of the sages and their hints, refers to the two parts of Torah, Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. Moshel and Melitza is Torah Shebiksav, is the written Torah. In the written Torah, there is the revealed and the hidden. There is the Moshel, which means a hidden meaning. As, for example, the pasuk that says, you will see life living with the woman you love, that the inner meaning, the moshel, is that it refers to chachmas ha-toyza. The woman is the chachma of toyza. But, on the other hand, there's also the literal meaning, which is also an instruction in life. So those are the two levels of the written Torah, Moshel u'melitza. Then there is Divrei Chachamim v'chideisam. Divrei Chachamim v'chideisam is obviously the oral Torah, written by the sages. And there also, there is the literal meaning, but there's also a hidden meaning that needs to be interpreted. And therefore it's called a chida, a hint or a riddle. So the same is true also in studying Kabbalah, in the divine attributes, that there is a hidden and a revealed meaning. So Mudazes Ba'ozet Mipigdeshayalyan Nishmasi Aden, as is known on earth from the mouth of the holy sages, Lakarif Ktasel Hasehol, to bring closer to the intelligence what the meaning is, my dhsiv umipsari echselaka, what the meaning is of this pasuk that says, from my flesh I will see God. Godliness. Shahakavonis of these sages, Kadeshi Elyin, they explain that the meaning is, Lahovin Ktaselikusayiz Bodeich, Me Nefesh Hamalubeshes Bipsara Odom, that we can understand a little bit of godliness by observing and understanding the soul that is clothed in the flesh of man. Mibsodi, from my flesh, I will see godliness. From the neshama that is in the flesh, I can understand godliness. Alpi ma'amerazal, alposuk barchi nafshi, and as the sages say, on the verse barchi nafshi, which literally simply means, my soul blesses God, but the sages say, ma hakadosh baruch hu, just as God fills the world, so does a soul fill a body. So we see how the sages make comparisons, draw parallels between the neshama and God. Just as God fills the world, so the neshama fills the body. And the fact that the sages will make such parallel would mean that we can learn what is true of one and apply it to the other. What is true of the soul is true of godliness. And why should it be that way? How does a human soul reflect godliness? It's based on the Zohar that says, on the verse that God breathed into him, a living soul, the Zohar says, Man de nofach miteche nofach, that one who breathes from within, which means that the neshama comes from an inner part of God and therefore reflects godliness. V'afilu nefesh da'asiyo, and even if it's a lowly soul, a soul that comes from the world of asiyo, the lowest of the four worlds, yet he bought Mizivug Zun Zachar Nekeva the Asiya. The Neshama is born from the union of the male and the female of Asiya, which means the emotions, the six emotions that are called male, and Malchus, which is called female. So it comes from the divine attributes of Asiya, and therefore is also completely godly, and from the neshama, even a neshama of Asiya, we can learn about godliness. And this neshama contains also the meichin, which are the life and the soul behind or within the emotions and malchus of Asiya. Shehen he machozayim the kelim dizun da'atzilus, and they in turn are the hind part, the external part of the kelim, of the emotions and malchus of Atzilus. Shehen elikus mamush, and there in Atzilus it is literally godliness alone. Shebeteicha meir erein sev baruchu hamelubish veganus b'chachma da'atzilus, and in the kelim of Atzilus there is the God, the divine light itself, that is clothed in the Chochmah of Atzilus, the Ihu v'Garmeihu Chad ba'Atzilus, because in Atzilus, he, God, and the Kelim, the Keli part of the attribute, are all one. We'll explain in a second. The Al-Kain Gam b'Nishmasa Odom Meir Eirin Sey Baruchu Melubush v'Gonuz Be'er HaChochmah Shebo L'Hachi Yisesa Odom. And therefore, in the neshama also, as it is in man, God is revealed and clothed, is hidden and clothed in the light of chokhmah of the neshama, in order to give life to the person. The sviris are basically a combination of light and vessel. For example, the svira of chesed, the attribute of chesed, there is the light of chesed, the chesed energy, and there's the keli of chesed, which is the structure and the form of chesed. Now obviously the keli is more finite than the light, because the light can be chesed or it can be something else. It can switch. Whereas the keli is finite, chesed is chesed and not gevura. Gevura is gevura and not chesed. So the whole manner in which God creates the world is a manner of give and take, of male and female. So there's a light and a vessel. And in the lower worlds, the vessels are what cause the restriction and the limit and the finiteness of the world. Whereas in the world of Atzilus, the highest world, even though there also there is a light and a vessel, but there even the vessel is pure godliness. It's in the lower worlds, in the created states, where the vessel produces the restrictions and the tzimtzum and the concealment of godliness in order to enable the world, the finite world, to exist. So since the neshama comes from the divine attributes, therefore from the neshama we can understand something about them. Because all of them, all the divine attributes, are reflected and revealed in the neshama, because the neshama is composed of all the attributes. In the Hayem Yom, for the 14th of Elul, Yudalad Elul, the Rebbe writes, Mehezois Amur, from my father's instructions and guidance, is Lihinozes Mimochemes Tanufa at Kteha Achrein, to avoid and desist from an offensive campaign to the extreme, to avoid it to the extreme. Loimitne She'ein Lanu Bamal Natzeach. It's not that we don't have the wherewithal to succeed in a battle, in a confrontation. And it's not because we are weak-hearted. timid of heart. Ela mipnei she'es kol kocheseinu aleinu lahagdish ach v'zak l'chizuk binyaneinu. It's because we need to use all our strengths and all our abilities only to strengthen our own institutions, our own structures. Binyan ha-teira v'ha-mitzvahs b'gdusha v'tahara. The structure of teira and mitzvahs in holiness and in purity. And to this end, we have to have actual Mesiras Nefesh, and not only a potential Mesiras Nefesh.